observe all of God's laws, his commandments, and his decrees. I saw a comment where a guy wrote to me on YouTube, and what he basically was saying, which one of the laws of God do we have to follow? Do we have to follow all of God's laws? And he stated in his words that some of God's laws are outdated. And he went on to ramble about a few of the laws that he felt were outdated. He didn't give any specifics. So it sounds like this is mostly things that he have heard, but it was some truth to what he said. He said that there's one of the laws that says stone your child. There's another law that, you know, beat your child. There's another law, I think he said, that if your daughter is a virgin, and I'm going to go through what he said. I'm going to go through the comment. I'll even put the comment up so you can see it. He said that if your daughter's a virgin, that you must have to stone her. And I'm going to put the comment up so we can get exactly the exact words that he used verbatim. And like I said, I'm not picking on this guy, so I hope he doesn't get upset for me using this as our Bible study for this week to talk about God's laws and how we ought to observe all his commands and his decrees. But I'm going to start with what he first said about God's laws being outdated. And what I would say to him is that God's laws are not outdated, but that the world has become inundated with immorality and lawlessness. Romans 12:2, one of my favorite verses, says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I wanted to start there first, just because he said God's laws are outdated. I have felt this way from the very beginning when I first came into the troop too. You want us to follow God's laws from the Old Testament? Because they made us believe, when you a Christian or you a believer, they made us believe that God's laws are somehow archaic, right? But I want you to give God the benefit of the doubt. Lord, help me preach this thing. I want you to trust God unconditionally, because obviously there's a part of you that trusts the world more than you trust God, because you're saying that God's laws are outdated, basically signifying or implying that you believe that the world's laws, American law or whatever country law you're in, you think is updated or so-called progressive. Lord, I'm preaching already. So let's get into what he said. He said, are we supposed to stone our kids for misbehaving? Now, the only scripture that I could find in God's laws that says to stone your kids is if they are an addict or if they refuse to follow God's laws, his commandments, and his statutes. Deuteronomy 21:20, starting at the attic. This is our son. He is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and he is a drunkard. He is a glutton, meaning someone who overeats, and he is a drunkard, meaning he's an addict. Both of those things are addictions. He is an addict, whether you're addicted to drugs, whether you're addicted to alcohol, because I know some of y'all like smoking weed. This ain't your grandmother's weed that's over in these dispensaries. This is an addictive weed. Don't go to these dispensaries buying this weed. This weed laced with chemicals. This ain't weed from the ground. This weed is not the same weed in marijuana. It's addictive, because you see lines wrapped around the block for this weed. There weren't lines wrapped around the block for the weed man in the 90s. Oh, Lord, help me preach this thing. This is an addictive. Do not be in a, do not be an addict. And then he said, all the men of the city shall stone him with stones that he shall die. So thou shalt put evil away from amongst you. I want you to remember that. Put evil away from amongst you. Now, are God's laws outdated for telling us to kill our addict children who refuse to change? Because that's what it said. This is our child. He refused to change. He is revoiced. He don't want to hear our, he was rebellious. He don't want to hear our voice. He is a glutton. He is an addict. He a drug addict. He an alcoholic. He messed up. He won't stop. He won't change. And I would tell you that 90% of the people that are in jail right now were using some kind of drug or alcohol. They were addicted to some kind of drug or alcohol. 90% of the men that are on death row right now were using some kind of, were known users of drug or alcohol. You can go look that up right now. So wouldn't it not be true that America is killing our kids anyway if they are addicts? Would it not be true that our kids end up dead anyway if they are an addict? Do you see what I'm saying? You said God's laws are outdated, but God's laws appear to be right in line with what's going to happen to your child anyway if he's an addict. So God's laws are is trying to instruct our kids, is what it's trying to tell you, is to instruct your kids, to discipline your kids before he becomes an addict. That's what it's trying to tell you. That's what, oh Lord, Deuteronomy 8:5, you shall also consider in your heart that a man chastens his son, so as the Lord also chastens you. The God wants you to chasten your son. You know, there's a proverb that talks about bring up the child in the way that he should go. God wants us to chasten our kids, to whip our kids or to discipline our kids so that they do not become these addicts, because this is what they're saying. He refused to obey our voice. If it's gotten to that point, it's already too late. If your son Oh God, I'm going on a ramble here. But if your son or your child will not follow God's laws, if your son or your child will not listen to you, how are they going to listen to America? This is too much. If your son, let's talk specifically to black people here, because we see all over the news black children committing all type of crimes. Matter of fact, you can blindfold yourself and you could just listen to the news and you would know if the kid was black or not. Just say, oh yeah, they ran inside Louis Vuitton again. Yeah, they was black. Oh yeah, they robbed somebody's house. Oh yeah, there was some black kids. Oh yeah, they shot some dude at the gas station and took his money. Oh yeah, it was some black kids, some black teenagers. Why? Because their parents are not disciplining them. Oh, God, help me preach this thing. They're rebellious and refuse to listen to your voice. I'm speaking the truth here. Observe all of God's laws, commands, and decrees. So it says to stone them with stones. I'm going to go back to that point in a minute because what the guy is basically saying, plain text, matter of fact, let's deal with it now. What he's saying, plain text, is, am I supposed to stone my child? Well, Jesus said, let he without sin cast the first stone, right? See, this is why we need the full armor of God, all of God put together. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Remember, Christ fulfilled the law, didn't abolish the law, but fulfilled the law. So you have to insert Christ into the law, right? Oh, Lord, you hear what I'm saying? You and me are not worthy to kill our kids because we have sinned as well. I mean, we are not worthy to kill anybody for sin, because we are sinners too. Now, Christ can kill them, God can kill them for sin, but you and me can't kill nobody for sinning because we are sinning too, are sinners too. That's why Christ said, let he without sin cast the first stone. If you ain't sinning, go ahead and kill her then. You know what I mean? If you don't need forgiveness of your sin, go ahead and kill him. However, right, the main point of this scripture is to put evil away from you. And that's why I also read for you to chasten your kids before it gets to this point where they're evil. Bring them up in a way that they should go before it gets to this point to where they're evil. So God's laws is instructing us correctly. It's not outdated. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the same goes, without me going on a long rant, the same goes for the daughter. Observe all God's laws, commands, and decree. Observe all God's laws, commandments, and decree. Lord, I'm going somewhere already. The same goes for the daughter. Look at this, Leviticus 21 and 7, because I've been wanting to talk about this for a long time, but I haven't. But it says, thou shalt not take a wife that is a whore. God saying, do not make, turn a hoe into a housewife. Who knew that was in the Bible, right? Don't turn a hoe into a housewife. Thou shalt not take a whore as thy wife. But hold on, this is the other part, or a profane. Neither shalt thou take a woman that has been put away from put away by her husband. That one gonna cut deep, because a lot of women don't want to hear that, because technically, not technically, literally, this is talking about baby mothers as well. Oh, Kevin Samuels is back. Literally saying that you're not supposed to take a baby mother as your wife. But I'm still on your point. I'm still on the version. I'm still on the version. I just want you to see something real quick. Because whether you know it or not, when you had that baby by him, he became your husband. Oh, we didn't go down there. We didn't get a marriage certificate. Well, y'all flesh became one. That became your husband. And then once he put you away, you became the woman that's put away by your husband. Lord, I'm preaching to somebody right now. God does not want us to go out here marrying women who has kids by another man, nor do he want us marrying whores if they are unrepentant, if they have not given their lives to Christ and they do not intend to follow God's laws, commandments, and statutes. If they do, then that means they have repented and their sins have been forgiven by who? By Christ Jesus. I'm going to get into the point what you made, because I know exactly what you're talking about for the virgin. Because it's the same point, Deuteronomy 22 and 13, which is the scripture I believe you're referring to. And it talks about, oh, what does it say? If the if you marry your daughter off to a guy, you marry your daughter off to somebody, and then it's found that she's not a virgin. The guy comes back and says, nah, she's not a virgin. It says that you are they are to stone her, right? If she's not. But it says if the guy was lying, then he's to pay, oh Lord, he's to pay some type of restitution for going around lying and saying that she wasn't a virgin. Point being is, it says that if she lied about it, then she's to be stoned. But that scripture, just like the other scripture about stoning, ends with saying, purge evil from amongst you. This is why Christ talked about the stoning. Let he or she without sin cast the first stone. None of us are without sin. So we do not have the authority to stone anyone. The elders of the city would come to stone them. These are Levitical priests who are supposed to be without sin themselves. Well, they would be without sin because they would offer sacrifices and offerings for themselves even when they had sin. So that would mean that their sins were forgiven too. So these were people who were repentant, whose sins have been forgiven. Oh, Lord. And so they had the authority from God to stone this person. They also had their own nation. That's something that we don't have. We don't have our own nation. So we don't have the power to enforce these laws like this, even if we were so-called sinless, but we are not sinless, right? This is why Christ said, if you ain't without sin, go ahead and stone her. If you good, go ahead, right? But we are in sin. We are sinners. So therefore, we don't have no power to kill anyone for their sin. For the wages of sin is death. We don't have no power to kill nobody for their sin. Only God and only Christ can kill some. Oh, Lord, I'm preaching. Oh, right now, I hope y'all hear what I'm saying. So, but what can we do? We can purge this evil from us. And that is the point that I want you to see. You can purge this evil from you. So we do not have to have this person in our community. We do not have to have, definitely shouldn't have this person in our churches or our circles of friends. But if this woman, your daughter, right? If this woman, your daughter, or this person that you're your cousin or whoever this person is, if this woman admits that she is a sinner and that it is her intentions to follow after the Most High God to the best of her ability, listen to this. If so, then Jesus Christ forgives her of her sins. You see what I'm saying? This is the fulfillment of the law that Jesus is talking about in Matthew 5:17, Jesus Christ is our sacrifice. Jesus is our debt repayment for our sins, for breaking God's laws that we intentionally break and God's laws that we unintentionally break. I'm not going to read over all this, but Leviticus 5:15 talks about unintentional sin. When anyone is unfaithful to the Lord, by sinning unintentionally. What is sin? The breaking of God's laws. So if anyone is unfaithful to the Lord by breaking his laws unintentionally, on accident, my bad, unknowingly, I didn't know. Wow, I didn't even know that was a sin. Like, so what's that? Let's just say you eating pork. That's unintentional. You didn't even know. Oh, well, that's unknowingly. You're unaware of that. Oh, wow, I got a pork sandwich. It's good. That's unintentional. You sin unintentional. Leviticus 4:2 also talked about unintentional sin. Numbers 15:27 talks about unintentional sin. Also, if one person sins unintentionally, he is to present an offering. Both of those other scriptures also talk about presenting an offering. God's go into what the offering is. One of them talks about bring silver of proper value for a ram or a flock. Another one talks about, bring a female goat. As your offering. But who is our offering? What is our offering? Christ is our offering. Christ is our sacrifice. That's why Christ could say, if you ain't got no sin, go ahead and cast the first stone. That's why he could say that to him, because he's saying, well, I guess you don't need me, then you good. He's saying, you straight. Go ahead and do it then. Go ahead and kill her. That's why he was saying that. Hebrews 9:28. So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many, and he will appear a second time. Not to bear sins, but to bring salvation to those, to us who are waiting for him. Observe all God's commands and decrees to the best of your ability. Observe all God's laws, commands, and decrees to the best of your ability. I hope someone hears what I'm saying. I hope this is not falling on deaf ears. I hope this is edifying and uplifting. These laws are not grievous. I used to think, it's very similar to this guy. I used to feel like these laws were grievous. I used to feel like these laws were, I don't want to say necessarily outdated, but yeah, even before I came into truth, definitely, I felt that these laws were outdated. Like, oh, nah, you know, where am I going to get a lamb and a sheep from? Where am I going to get a goat in? You know what I mean? And who am I going to pay my sin payment to? And not eating pork, that's ridiculous. You know what I mean? Now, I never was a big time pork eater, but I mean, I did like pepperoni pizza and I did like Subway. But the truth is, many of these laws were very easy for me to implement into my life. And to be so honest and real, a lot of God's laws, maybe only except a few, were things that I already personally agreed with already. I mean, meaning that I already tried to follow and keep in my life. I mean, you know, love your neighbor like you love yourself. Do not hate other people. These are things that I already tried to Before even finding out, coming into truth that I tried to believe in and had principles were principal to my life, but working 6 days a week, that wasn't necessarily something, keeping these different holy days and holidays, that wasn't necessarily something, not eating pork. I ate pork before I came into the truth. So, you know, many things in God's laws that I believed in and that I didn't believe in. But what I did do, and this is what I want you to do, sir, and everybody else who feel this way, give God the benefit of the doubt. Lord, if it's something you read in God's laws that you disagree with, like many of the women disagree with the multiple wives, and I get so angry with them over this because this is my thing, give God the benefit of the doubt. Lord, I thank you. You give everybody else, if America came up with a law, oh yeah, man can marry a man, and you gave them the benefit of a doubt, okay, well then that's the law of the land now. When before you was in the truth, they said a man can marry a man. All right, well then that's a man and a man, you know, it is what it is. Ain't no boy colors, ain't no girl colors. Any laws that America come up with, you give America the benefit of the doubt and you go ahead and you just go ahead and go along with it and trust America and say, oh, this must be the new morality and this is morally right now. Well, give God the benefit of the doubt of what's morally right. If you really truly love Yah, if you really truly love the Most High, if you really truly love his son, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. There's no excuse. His laws are not grievous. Christ is our sacrifice for those laws that we are breaking, for those laws that we have not kept. Christ is our sacrifice for unintentionally sinning, and for those laws that we have just struggled to keep. Christ is our sacrifice for the laws that we keep breaking, but that we are diligently attempting to not break and to keep every day. Look at this, my last scripture, Romans 6:1. This is good. What then shall we say? Shall we continue in sin? You see what I'm saying? So that grace may increase or that grace may abound. Wait a minute. What then shall we say? Shall we continue breaking God's laws just because we have grace, just because we have a sacrifice and an offering, Christ Jesus, just because we got an unlimited black card? You know what I'm saying? You ever had a card that was unlimited black card? You say, oh, yeah, American Express, I'm good. Go ahead, take care of that. Just because you got something that's going to take care of it at all time, I can run up all the rest of my bills because I know I can just pay it off anytime I want to. You see what I'm saying? So are we supposed to just continue in sin, continue breaking God's laws, commandments, and statutes just because we have grace? Oh, my Lord. The Apostle Paul said, certainly not. How can we who died to sin live in it any longer? You do not get to keep sinning because Christ is your sacrifice. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But the goal for us as believers is to honor God, honor the Most High, and his son, Christ's sacrifice, by diligently attempting to keep his laws and his commandments and his decrees to the best of our ability. And then we will be counted, Lord, amongst his saints when he returns. You know how it says in Revelation 7, oh, Lord. And then I saw a great multitude that came out of all nations, tribes and tongues. And what did it say? And they were washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's who it's talking about. It said there was 144,000. They kept the laws, commandments and statutes and decrees to the T out of all tribes of Israel. But then it said there was a great multitude that no one can count. These people, they were sinners, right? That's us. We were sinners, right? Oh, God, help me preach this. You know what I'm saying? We sinned. But God, in his infinite mercy and grace, some believe he came down himself. But one way or another, he sent Jesus. One way or another, Jesus is our sacrifice. Do you understand this? Hopefully you understand this, and we will receive the free gift of salvation. Receive this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Shalom. Shalom.
Thank you for watching and thank you for listening. If you would like to send an offering, please send it to leodunson.com/donate. You can also go to Cash App, money sign Leo Dunson. And may the glory of God and his blessings be upon you.